This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website. www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Patrick Bass. How are you, Patrick?
Very good. Thanks for having us on the show.
And Patrick is the CEO of ThyssenKrupp of North America, and it's a really interesting company because it's 200 years old, and you're really in the diversified industrial space where you have 42 different businesses. You have almost $10 billion in revenue, 21,000 employees. Talk about really what the business is.
So it's a unique combination of businesses that centers everything around engineering. And you can talk about, yes, we have these kind of five business areas with four of them represented here in North America. We have our elevator businesses. We have our components technology where we supply components to automotive, aerospace, so forth. We have a material services where we provide materials to aerospace, to automotive, to just about anything from plastics, copper, brass, all these different combinations. And then we have our industrial solutions group, which does engineering, procuring, and constructing of chemical plants, oil and gas, mining, concrete plants. But it centers everything around engineering, and it's a lot of fun if you go that next layer of those 42 individual companies and not productize ourselves, but let's say how can we focus on our competencies to drive shareholder, customer, and employee value.
So as CEO, you're looking at these 42 companies. How do you create new value? What's your thinking model? You're an engineer by trade.
Correct. Yeah, I'm a systems engineer by background. I did 26 years in the elevator business. And most recently had the opportunity to be the global responsible R&D and product strategy for elevator. And the reason I highlight that is one of the examples is Multi. Multi is a new technology that of an elevator system.
Multi is like nothing that's ever existed. Wait till you hear this. It's a diagonal elevator.
It's an elevator that can move horizontally, diagonally, and vertically without ropes. And it does it through magnetic levitation. And it was realized within ThyssenKrupp Elevator, but through the capability of ThyssenKrupp, with these various different technologies and competencies that we had, we could pull together and make this significant leap in technology and remove the barriers that the elevators, as an industry, were creating for buildings today. So that was a very exciting project. And again, it's that systems engineering background that I focus to and that I bring into
this role.
But I want to
interrupt. How does this really work? So you're saying the elevator can move diagonally. Correct. And this is so far being tested out in a building in Germany, correct?
Correct, yeah. We just completed a high-rise building for our test capabilities, and we actually will be, in a matter of weeks, debuting to the world the full-scale running system. I was just in Rottweil, Germany last week to see it firsthand and to see the baby in the dream really, really be in existence. It was a very proud and emotional moment.
And I do have to say, in full disclosure, we are, and this is my first time in One World Trade Center, in the New World Trade Center, and we're on the 84th floor. And when I came up, something I noticed with Bill, who I was with, my managing director, I was thinking that the elevators are really super smart and just very, very fast. And I've been a New Yorker my whole life, so I know fast and I know slow elevators. Is there something different about the elevators here?
Again, this was it's a proud time for me to be here and for us to be sitting in our office because when I was the head of engineering here in North America, prior to my global role and my CEO role, I was responsible for this project. So these are ThyssenKrupp elevators. They have a unique dispatching system where, yes, it's a smart system where you enter where you're going and then it signs you that car in groups like people together to take you to that floor. And they're the fastest elevators in the Western Hemisphere. So we're very proud of this job.
How do you create the fastest elevator in the Western Hemisphere?
Well, it's you know, the elevators are interesting in the fact that the higher you go and the faster you go, it's not just kind of a linear scaling of the system, it's exponentially in the number of problems you deal with. Buildings move and sway, so trying to increase the speed in a moving building on a fixed set of rails gets to be an interesting challenge. But we were able to certainly be successful with it. These are not the fastest elevators in the world, to be very fair.
Just the Western Hemisphere.
But just
that's
the Western
not
Hemisphere.
So much.
Yeah. But we are very proud to have the opportunity to have worked on this project in such a prestigious and iconic structure. And I appreciate the compliment to say what we've been able to accomplish here. So.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Patrick Bass, who is the CEO of ThyssenKrupp, a 200-year-old company that's of North America you're the CEO of. So let's talk about in your organization, you have about 21,000 people. Obviously, you're very focused on innovation. Correct. What do you do to create a culture that continues to innovate?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, one of the things we really try to do is to not get caught up in productization of the company. You know, we have these 42 companies that all have their products, they're all servicing those industry verticals that they're focused to, and it's very easy to focus only on the product and not on what competencies they possess and how can we package competencies in a different way to drive the value to our customers, to our employees, and to our shareholders. So what we do is we bring them together. So my job is a unique job in the fact I'm literally dealing with 42 different CEOs and trying to facilitate and partner with them to package them in a different way to drive performance and growth in the industries that they're trying to serve. And we do that through exposing them through other CEOs and what's happening in business model evolution, especially here in North America. You know, that's we're a global company. We're Germany-based globally. But here in North America, business model evolution and business model disruption is moving at a speed it's not moving in a lot of the other parts of the world. And just exposing to them that and giving them the feeling that they have to disrupt themselves to stay relevant and to stay current and to have that future.
Do they like that, or do they see that as a real challenge?
It's a mixture. You know, certainly some of the more entrepreneurial spirit ones like it, and they get excited. Others get a little nervous about, well, what does that mean, how I make my numbers this year and next year and the year after? And then you have those that are saying, ah, come on, you know, we've been in this business for a long time, and we're going to be in this business for a long time further. But then it's just quickly challenging back to say, how do you, you know, do you want to be a commodity business, or do you want to be a leading-edge business that can then start really driving performance and growth?
So what's your conversation with those CEOs to inspire them to become the innovators?
One of the things we do is we actually been doing a lot of partnerships. So we actually drive open innovation. Rather than, again, getting focused and protecting our products, how can we get out and take these competencies and leverage them with other partners? Microsoft is one of our key partners. We're doing university partnerships that we've never done before and doing public disclosure of our technologies. We're pushing ourselves to, again, how do we continue to stay relevant? There's two things that I lose sleep on in this job. Making sure the 42 businesses stay relevant in a continuous pace, and how do I make sure that every one of those 21,000 people are satisfied and safe and return home every night?
Let's get an example. So you're talking about taking 42 companies, extracting like the juice out of an orange. You're taking or use the whole buffalo like the American Indians used to do, and you're a Wisconsin guy, so you could appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So how do you give an example of how you're able to take some of the competencies and mix them and create synergies in other businesses to grow a specific business?
Sure. So one of the things we've done in a unique way, so we have this components business that we do crankshafts, camshafts, springs, stabilizer bars, shock absorbers, steer-by-wire systems. So we actually took the capability of our, again, our electrical capacities, our technologies from the maglev and from all the control technologies, and our traditional mechanical steering system, and brought them together in a different competency package to do steer-by-wire. And we now offer a steer-by-wire system to enable autonomous driving to the automotive industry. This is one example where we package basically different business areas, different businesses together in an R&D project to have a complete different outcome that would not have ever been understood or thought that ThyssenKrupp would be providing.
talk about the autonomous car and the future, because you're involved on the inside of it. What's your take on what it will be? Will it be going three-dimensional in air, or what will be happening?
Well, we have some unique visions on that, because again, we're in the elevator business, which at the end of the day,
so you know, Rising,
it's a transportation business, right? And we're in the automotive supply business. I see in the future those merging. Maybe not merging mechanically, but merging in regards to digitally being connected and providing a unique experience in regards to infrastructure. You know, infrastructure in this country is a very important topic right now. We need to think about infrastructure besides just concrete and roadways, but how do we digitally connect all the different forms of transportation? And if you look at Lyft, if you look at Uber, you look at, there's data out there that already know where people move. As an elevator company, I know when people move, where they're moving to, what time they move. Those are things that we can package to really transform cities to be able to be smarter in how we're handling our infrastructure and being able to capture the urbanization trend in a better way.
We're going to take a break now. When we come back with Patrick Bass, we're actually going to talk about the Internet of Things, smarter cities, and what the future will be. Back in a few.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Patrick Bass, who is the CEO of North America of ThyssenKrupp, a 200-year-old company in diversified industrials with over 42 different businesses. And we've been talking about the integration of the companies and core components. We've been talking about their launching the new diagonal elevator for the first time, autonomous cars. So let's talk now about the Internet of Things, machine to machine. What opportunities is that creating for your business right now?
I mean, it's huge opportunities. We rolled out basically already now 2.5 years ago a system called Max. And actually we launched it right here in this office at the One World Trade, where we have elevators connected, streaming data to the cloud to do predictive analytics to make sure that we're providing the best possible uptime in those systems, because when an elevator is down, especially in a high-rise building, it's very disruptive. Mm-hmm. So we try to, again, drive our own efficiency, but also bring significant customer value to say, we can make sure we know the elevator is going to break before it actually breaks and have it fixed before it ever has an issue. So the Internet of Things actually applies very much to the services, but we're taking it a step further to where you really integrate it end-to-end along the business value chain. So one example is we said, okay, we have Max, we have the predictive analytics, but there's still going to be a mechanic on site that may need help. Is it smart to fly the expert that maybe is sitting in Dallas to New York City to sit then and work with the technician? No, it's a lot of expense. It's a lot of delayed time. We need to be able to do it here and now. So then we package the HoloLens technology from Microsoft. So the HoloLens is literally a PC you put on your head that you can see, and I can connect to the person in Dallas that's maybe my expert. He can see everything I'm looking at, and he can actually draw on the screen that I can see what he's drawing and communicating to tell me what to do. And it's real time, it's immediate, there's no delay, or there's no talking across on phone or shooting pictures back and forth. It's all right there, and it's hands-free, so it's safer, more effective, more efficient, and it's just another way where we're using this digital transformation and digital technology to really drive a different experience in our company.
So you're very involved with the Internet of Things, you're very involved with innovation, with technology, with industrials. What advice do you have to CEOs about how they should view the opportunities and the challenges that are emerging in this new world?
Again, from my view, we have a speed of technology enablement that we've never had before. And what it's doing is it's actually changing business models, it's evolving business models, and it's disrupting vertical businesses that haven't been disrupted for decades. We have to not get caught up in the productization. We have to get caught up not get too attached to our own products. Focus on your competencies. What are those competencies, and how do these technologies package them? You know, the reason we jumped into the Internet of Things for the elevator business wasn't only because of the efficiency it drives. It was simply the understanding that whoever gets the data in the scale of the elevators connecting, streaming that data first, will have the capability to protect their business model the most. It was that simple. You know, the elevator business in the past was very much a footprint business. Whoever had the most boots on the ground and could deal with that knowledge exchange on a tribal knowledge exchange between those boots on the ground could be protected from their business model. When that data no longer resides in, has to reside in the people and it's sitting in the cloud, now it's not about the scale of boots on the ground. You no longer have that protection. Your business model could be very much disrupted. That was our first motivation. So I really challenge all the CEOs to go back there. What is protecting your business model? What's the differentiation of your business model? And how could that be disrupted? And we do that exercise every 18 months with every one of our businesses.
When you do that exercise, what is the process? You take 2 days off site with the business leaders and you... and you get a futurist talking in about technologies. What do you do?
Sure. We do a couple things. We do a regional technology forum where we do bring futurists in. We do bring people that are actually already accomplishing business model disruption. That's, you know, again, opportunity to get these CEO networks and pull some of these other CEOs in to talk about their experiences to challenge our group. But that's only one piece, just to give them kind of that snapshot of what's happening. Separately from that, we actually don't involve the business leaders when we do the analysis of what could disrupt the business model. We actually do it with our business development and our strategy teams that are aware of the businesses, have a good knowledge of the business, but are sitting outside and are not burdened sometimes with the blinders on of this is what I have to focus to get the product out today, to make my numbers, to drive the business operationally. A lot of CEOs get caught up in the operational focus, and they don't, or the customer focus only. You know, customers expect two things. They expect you to deliver what you're going to deliver, but they also expect you to anticipate what they need. And they can't always tell you what they need, and you have to balance that. And good CEOs can do both, but some CEOs also don't have that vision capability to drive that. And that's where we, again, support and enable, and especially, again, cross-enable across these different businesses with the competencies.
This is an exciting future that you're talking about, and certainly an opportunity for CEOs who have the vision. Let's talk about you personally and shift gears. So you grew up a farm guy from Wisconsin, becoming an engineer. What have you learned about your upbringing that helped you shape your leadership philosophy today?
Yeah, I grew up on a dairy farm in southeastern Wisconsin, so at the end of the day, I'm just a farm kid. I put my pants on the same way everybody else does. And that grassroots point is, one, you work hard, you know, you work for what you get. And the other side of it is, when you get to these roles, I've had to learn that people, whether it's intentional or unintentional, tell you what you want to hear. And you can very quickly get caught up in that and think that you're absolutely running in the right direction, you absolutely have the right vision, because you're just listening to that group. And you have to challenge yourself to really continue to go back to the grassroots and keep your finger on the pulse of really what's going on. And so you spend a lot of time, and I lose sleep over saying, you know, am I grounded? Am I being humble and grounded and credible and walking the talk and really being connected to what's happening on the ground floor and not get into somehow this aura of everyone telling you, oh yeah, you're absolutely great, you know, let's go in this direction. So
you've about 1 minute left. What was a challenge that you faced in your career that you either overcame or didn't overcome, but that helped shape the person who Patrick Bass is today?
Biggest challenge I had is when I went from systems engineer to now all of a sudden having to be a manager leader. I was fulfilled through realizing a system, seeing that elevator system design and having it really live and be there. Leaving that and going into leadership, there's more intangibility. And so I struggled at first. It's like, how can I get fulfilled in that intangible world? But what I realize is you can design people systems. And that's one of the most powerful things you can ever accomplish. And if you can relate to people and you can connect with people and understand them, and you can lead them into a people system and design that system, you can create things far bigger and beyond what that elevator system was. And that's what, I would say that's the biggest learning I had and the most fun. It was a painful time to get there, but it's the most fun today now to have that fulfillment and that realization.
Well, Patrick, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you very much.
And everyone listening in, remember, create people systems and also redesign and get rid of and create a new business model for where you're at, because technology is going to demand that, and that's what's going to make you either move forward or be stuck backwards.
If you don't disrupt yourself, someone will disrupt you.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Chris Holmeister. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And it has been said from people, retail is dead, nothing's happening. It's going out of style, but I have to tell you, you're going to speak and hear from someone today who is taking a retail company that is growing leaps and bounds, and it's through innovation, it's through technology, but more so, it's through people and giving people what they want. And that company is called The Tile Shop. Talk about what The Tile Shop is.
Thanks, Robert. Well, The Tile Shop is a growing retailer. We have 126 stores in 31 states. We focus on the business-to-business customer. We define it as the contractor, the home builder, as well as the interior designer. And then two-thirds of our business is actually the homeowner. And we really focus on bringing solutions to the homeowner and to the, you know, into the contractor in a way that we feel is very differentiated. We're investing in people. We're investing in technology. We're investing in what we feel is a best-in-class showroom experience that showcases over 4,000 SKUs at every one of our stores. And we also have a very robust online experience where you can either ship to your home or ship to the store.
So I'm going to tell you what I think is the bad news and the good news. The bad news is, in fairness, I had not heard about The Tile Shop. And then one of my people went, and I always say, find great companies that are exciting. And he said, oh, my gosh, Robert, this is terrific. And then I went to your Norwalk store, and I have to tell you, I'm not going to give their name, but the welcome and the intelligence and the smiles on their face and what could we do for you? We're here, let me. There was just such energy and such intelligence that it was just great. And the whole store itself, it's really large, and it has great things, and also at a much lower price than I saw from other places. You know, so on the bad side, you got to tell me why the name I had never even heard of, but on the good side, once you get into that tile shop, it is a great experience.
Well, number one, Robert, I'm very pleased to hear that you had such a tremendously positive experience at our Norwalk, Connecticut store. I think it's illustrative of about how we want to deliver a customer experience to every customer that walks in our doors. I feel that our attention to detail and also attention to training about how do we want to serve the customer is an important differentiator for our company. When people come and look at improving their home, and that's really what they're doing. They're improving their home, and they're permanently improving it with tile. Tile is a different experience, you know, for most people. It's not shopped frequently, and it can be overwhelming. So we feel that having strong customer-centric leaders is our point of differentiation. We also feel that our assortment of over 4,000 SKUs, ranging from porcelain, ceramic tile, natural stone, glass.
The natural stone, by the way, looked great.
Great.
Oh, terrific. Looked like that medieval castle to me, or Hogwarts.
It's natural stone is a big part of our business, and I think it is. We feel that we have a leading assortment on natural stone. We also have glass tile, and we also have wood tile in the store as well. And I think a big part of telling our message here this morning is that we feel that the Tile Shop is a great story in a landscape within retail that, let's be honest, doesn't have a lot of positive news coming out about it right now. But I think the Tile Shop is a story that is exciting, it's innovative, it's investing in employees, it's investing in technology, it's investing in stores as well as digital, and having it all come together in what we feel is a seamless experience regardless of the channel in which you want to shop.
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. Today we're talking with someone who has reinvented the tile of America, and that is Chris Holmeister, and he is the CEO of The Tile Shop. And this is a super fast-growing company, great customer experience. You were talking before about the training that you have. Is there anything unique, any special things, because we have hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in, they all want the same thing, a great customer experience. Any special things that you train your people so they're authentic, friendly, just comes out natural?
Well, I think the big thing that we really focus on is that we want to focus on hiring people that have a strong affinity towards serving other people. And that can come from a wide range of industries, and industries that you may not necessarily think of a great tile salesperson. We really focus on hospitality as a great proving ground for people that are coming into our industry, where people are used to high-pressure situations, where people are used to serving customers, multitasking, and also having a broad array of complexity in front of them every day in very tight timing situations. We feel that they come into the company with that background and that knowledge, and even if they know nothing about Tile, we feel that we can teach them everything to be a trusted resource for the homeowner as well as the contractor. I feel also that we're very big into team, and we're also big into having hands-on experience. So before a employee walks onto the showroom floor at the tile shop, they understand how to set tile. They understand how to mix up thin sets. They understand how to set tile with accessory pieces. And so having that first-hand knowledge, whenever you have experienced it yourself, the confidence that you'll have in conveying that to others is a huge point of confidence and allows them to speak with conviction. And also allows them to speak with enthusiasm that they know when they make that connection with that customer, that the customer is trusting that employee to make recommendations that will go into their house that should be timeless. And I think that is, there's no greater reward that we can have as a company when a homeowner consistently and repeatedly trusts our employees to make selections that go into their house that are permanently affixed to their floor or their wall. And we know from past experience and our own customer research that you're much more likely to move than to replace that tile. So the confidence in selecting the tile, the confidence in installing a tile, and also the maintenance and upkeep as well, are all things that we feel that we deliver time and time again across the company.
And so that's interesting. So what you're hearing, everyone, is that you can train people on all the products, and they have to understand the intricacies of how the product works so they could walk through, and you have a third of your people might be contractors, but mostly homeowners. But now you go to the source to hire of where you're going to find the best fit. So if you said hospitality, so you're probably getting people, you know, from a hotel, a front desk clerk, someone who deals with people all the time. Would you ever get someone like a bartender?
Of course.
Oh, you would?
Absolutely. Bartenders and waitresses and waiters are used to those same types of situations.
They have the pressure. They have to multitask. They have to remember.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. So let's talk about how stores are changing. It seems like there's more options, but some might be smaller than they used to be, and you're using a lot of data and analytics on your inventory. How is the whole store changing from the store owner experience, not from the customer experience, but from your experience?
Well, so from the company standpoint, we changed the layout of the store significantly. So as of 3 years ago, the average square footage of the store would be 22,000 square feet. Now the average square footage of the store is 14,000 square feet, and we're still expecting the same sell-through and throughput of that store. While doing that, we've also reduced the capital expense necessary to build out a store by over 20%. And we've done that through what I would classify as a unique way of displaying products, utilizing the cubic space in the store, not just the linear space of the store. And we've also utilized technology. So technology going into the store of we've eliminated a checkout area. We've eliminated the cash wrap in the store. We have devices that every salesperson has within the store that allows for immediate inventory lookup. You can check out of any point of sale transaction, and you can do a return. So everything can be done anywhere in the store environment. It can be done in the warehouse. And in the real-time information that we're passing along to our employees allows for that seamless discussion to take place time and time again with a consumer or a contractor, and it allows for immediacy of how they're going to do that transaction versus what it was in the past.
Okay, we have a little less than 1 minute left. Talk about the future of the tile shop.
Well, I think the future of the tile shop is incredibly bright. We're going to continue expansion of our store footprint across the country. As I mentioned before, we're going to be entering into the Houston market, and we'll be going out in the West Coast in the coming years as well. We feel that we can be over 400 stores, and I think the journey has just begun for our company, our employees, and certainly our customers.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. We have been speaking with Chris Homeister, the CEO of the Towel Shop. I urge you, go to one of these shops. It's incredible. But if you can't and it's not yet where you are, go to Digital Design Studio and check that out. That looks like a lot of fun. Great having you on the CEO Forum.
Thanks so much, Robert.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Russell Stern. How are you, Russell?
I'm doing pretty good, Robert. Thanks.
And Russell is the CEO and co-founder of SolarFlare, which is a network hardware software company. Actually, it's 99% of all trading electronics are used in the industry. Talk about what the company really is.
So we're a collection of people that know how to design chips, that know how to write software, design boards, design systems, and have just a wonderful vision for where computing's going, where technology's going, and sort of a culture of figuring out how to make that product easy to adopt.
Now, easy to adopt for whom?
For the customer.
But who is the customer?
So
is it the CIO, CTO? Is it a
good question?
CEO?
It's
a user, a trader?
All of the above. So there's traders that are using some piece of application software. Underlying that screen that they're looking at is technology that brings that information to them as rapidly as possible. Underlying that, when he executes a trade, is a way to get to the market as fast as possible, right? So originally it started in high-frequency trading, which were algorithms that were running automatically all the time and doing a lot of very fast trading. But all of trading is electronic. No matter where you go, whatever system you're using, you sit at home and do a trade, it's electronic. There's nobody on the floor anymore holding up little pieces of paper and saying, you know, I did this amount of money. Actually, it's all done inside of a matching engine, an order engine. And if you put a bid on a stock, we're talking about stocks, and, you know, you put a collar on it, I don't want to pay more than that. And, you know, if it goes above that, don't do the trade. So you want your order to get to the market really, really fast so you can get the price that you asked for. One of the most disappointing calls is to get a call back and say, I didn't make it. I didn't get there fast enough.
Well, how about with things like robo-trading, where people are trying to figure out algorithms to siphon off one basis point?
That's the high-frequency trading algorithm. Most of the games of that were originally done when a lot of these companies emerged and started to develop high-frequency trading, where they found out certain behaviors of the computers at the various exchanges. Most of that's really gone. It's actually a very tough business because you have to have a very deep understanding of markets. And what's really cool about that part of it is, you know, it used to be just, you know, a symbol, a price, and, you know, an ask and a bid. But now, in order to be more intelligent about it, you have to pull a lot more information in. So the notion of augmented intelligence has found its way into the world of electronic trading in a big way, where you're aggregating many, many different markets together, many pieces of just news, text, and I have to do it in microseconds. And we got to execute the trade in hundreds of nanoseconds. So it's really, really fast up.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Russell Stern, who is the CEO and co-founder of SolarFlare. And we've been talking about electronic trading. We've been talking about networking. You mentioned AI.
Yes.
To all of, we have hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in. The vast majority are really interested in AI. They're also concerned about cybersecurity and digital assassination. Just tell me, what is your take right now on what the word AI really stands for?
So, you know, it started with the artificial intelligence notion, but really what it is that we're collecting so much information, we're recording so much information, whether it's, you know, the videos off your phone or this blog or this event, everything is being recorded, that, you know, video cameras out in the street, you name it. Right, we're collecting all this information, and you know, originally we thought, well, let's take all that information, we'll put it in this big database, and we'll start to sort through it, and it would be like trying to find a piece of a needle in a haystack. You can't do it. There's too much data. So now we need machines to analyze the machines.
Okay, so let's shift over to another topic that inside out, which is the future of trading and the financial markets. Give a snapshot of how AI will change that. Highly regulated industry.
Highly regulated industry in a good way, in a lot of good ways. I think, you know, I spend a lot of time with regulators and see a lot of, you know, go to a lot of trade shows and conventions that talk about it. I think everyone's trying to catch up. Regulators don't have the ability to set up a laboratory and replicate what's being innovated at some bank or an exchange. And so they have to rely on the collective intelligence, morality, ethics, and business ethics of the businesses that they work with. So they do actually do a pretty good job. Sometimes they get a bad rap in the industry, but in general, that's what's going on. We talk about a little bit, which is using more information to make a decision. Mm-hmm. And that could be you sitting in front of your, you know, whatever trading platform you use. I don't want to, you know, push any names out there, but let's say you've got a trading platform and you want to see what are all the things that might affect me owning this stock or owning this ETF, whatever it is. So bringing more of that information to you, that's sort of the simple end of it. What's happening a layer below that in our industry is to open up markets and companies around the globe and be able to basically install in these neural class cloud environments trading capability. Because when we first started this was just only for like blazing fast machines. And now we've developed the capability to bring that incredible speed, this extreme scale capability, into a world where I can put them in a cloud environment and have them be accessible by many, be able to stand them up quick. So a lot of people that were in the high-frequency trading world have joined companies that are working on getting advertisement to you. So when you click on your Facebook page, that page doesn't exist somewhere. It's created at the moment you hit the mouse. One of the things that Facebook knew is, well, I can't make that page take too long to load. You'll just move away.
And this is definitely, CMOs are moving in that direction. We have about 20 seconds left.
Yes.
I want to ask you, you are an accomplished guitar player.
I never said that I was an accomplished guitar player. I said
pretty good. You've like 12 great guitars. What can CEOs learn from playing electric guitar?
Well, any kind of guitar. So I play guitar, acoustic. I'll tell you what you learn is peace. a lot of inner strength and relaxation. It is the best stress reliever. I keep a guitar at work, and everybody will hear me from my office jamming away at lunchtime and know that Russell's relaxing.
Yeah. There you go. Russell's relaxing. And everyone, we've been speaking with Russell Stern, the co-founder and CEO of Solar Flare. Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. See you next week.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.